New research says the internet and social networking sites are not the threat to children that we've been led to believe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Bob Collins in today for John Gordon. A report from the Crimes Against Children Research Center at the University of New Hampshire says there's no evidence to support assertions that online predators are stalking or abducting unsuspecting victims based on information they provided on social networking sites, and that the internet in general is not more dangerous than other environments that children or adolescents frequent. Janice Wallach is one of the researchers of the study.
Sex crimes against minors are declining, not increasing, and that decline has been pretty big, and it's been going on since around the mid-1990s, which is just the point of time that the internet started becoming widespread. So it's important when you're looking at a crime phenomenon like online predators that you take a step back and see the full perspective of what's out there in terms of sexual victimization of youth. It's always been a very small, or appeared to be a very small part of the problem. And this is really our second survey of law enforcement that seems to confirm that it's a small percentage of overall crimes that kids are experiencing, and it doesn't seem to be feeding any kind of an increase in sex crimes against kids.
So why do you think there's this disconnect between the public perception and the reality that your research has found?
Some people point out that new technologies have always made people nervous and speculate that more crime is going to exist. And so there's that aspect of the fact that you have the internet. A lot of people don't understand it. They seem to think it's some dark, mysterious place where all kinds of bad things can happen. And I think as we see people growing up with the internet, those kinds of fears are just naturally going to fade. Partly, I think there's been some sensationalization around this, about people talking about these so-called internet predators, I really don't like that phrase, as being devious and using trickery and violence against victims, when all of our research points to that not being the case, that violence is rare in these crimes, that in general what is happening is you have adult men who are using the internet to meet and target young adolescents who are under the age of consent for sex, and basically using seduction to sort of woo them into relationships. And rarely, in most cases, these people are completely open about being older adults who are interested in sex.
What would you like to come out of the research now?
Well, I think that, number one, people be less fearful about kids using the internet. Understand that most young people have a lot of common sense. They're not interested in forming relationships, sexual relationships with adults they meet on the internet. I also think that we hope people will have more perspective on overall problems that involve sexual victimization.
Janice Wallach of the Crimes Against Children Research Center makes clear, though, that the possibility that internet use could fuel sex crimes against kids does still need to be taken seriously. You can find a link to the report on the website at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. For John Gordon, I'm Bob Collins.